Here we go. Welcome. I am Matt. This is the Anarchist Day at noon. Hold on. I'm turning down my feedback. We are live on Rumble today for the first time. At least I hope it's going through to Rumble. So if you are a Rumble user, go ahead on over and check out Ungovernable Pod on Rumble. That's the channel that we broadcast over there. And I'm going to pull this banner down and we're going to get to business. So what are we looking at today? Well, the biggest story, and actually, before I even talk about the news, what I had up on the hold screen before you saw my beautiful kisser on the camera was mobile token yesterday bumped over 35%. It was crazy. I was sitting waiting for my daughter to be done with her music lesson, and the token just took off. And as you can see, it ripped and it's pulled back now since. But it's still up big over the last few days. And if you recall, this is the token that you earn by using Helium for your cell phone provider. So, and it's also based on the Solana network. So actually, while the rip was happening, I moved a little bit of my Solana over to mobile token as well, in addition to what I'm earning. But just something to remember, I'm looking out for you. If you listen, sometimes you can make some money. Not saying that you have to take my advice. I'm not a financial planner, but... definitely something I'm watching. So let's look at what the news is today. If I could find the correct tab, here we go. Anyone who's unfamiliar with what the bullwhip is when it comes to supply chains, Michael Burry talks about it a lot recently. Bullwhip is when you have a supply shortage or disruption, or a disruption that kind of breaks supply chains, and then it takes some time for them to heal. Meaning sometimes you have oversupply, sometimes you have undersupply, and it ping-pongs back and forth, but typically in lower, I'll call it like amplitude or severity over time, and it eventually rights itself. But it essentially looks like a declining wave, or when someone's kind of like whipping or, you know, cracking a bullwhip. So that being said, today, this morning, we got numbers on the producer price index, which is the PPI. They were expecting in the difference in prices between January and February this year, they were expecting a rise of 0.3%, and came in at 0.6%. A lot of that rise was due to energy, so that gasoline and oil, and a good portion of that rise was due to service costs continuing to move higher. And if you've paid any attention, I don't know why you would unless you're a degen like me, but if you pay any attention to the words that are coming out of Jerome Powell's mouth, he's talked repeatedly about how a stickier part of inflation is the side of inflation. So we're seeing that play out. We're seeing the bullwhip effect play out. We went through a period of time of elevated pricing. The supply chains took that that undersupply and turned it into an oversupply. Then we had a correction a little bit in some industries as far as the price of those goods were concerned. And now we're back to undersupply and some, you know, demand discrepancies between the supply and the demand. And that's what's happening right now in the casino. And that's also playing out in some of the crypto space as well. So we'll walk up the charts and I'm going to show you what I'm looking at in terms of crypto as well as the rest of the marketplace. Before I even look at the crypto, I'll pull up the casino here. The S&P's down, NASDAQ's down, Dow Jones is down, everything. Russell's down big. All the major indexes are down as a result of this because the Federal Reserve has basically said that they're looking for an excuse or a reason to cut interest rates. This is not an excuse. If anything, it's a reason to go the opposite direction and either keep rates higher or, God forbid, increase them in the near future. So this continues to play out and the bullwhip continues to cause these inflationary pressures to not just stick around, but kind of ebb and flow, which means it's going to be a longer period of time before you actually see some interest rate cuts. So that's really kind of what's weighing on the casino today. Interestingly, we're also seeing other things rally or at least kind of consolidate. Oil, right now, West Texas oil is over $81 a barrel. And if I drag the chart out a little bit further here, you going to see that we're rallying off of this kind of like pullback that happened. And if you remember, oil got really, really expensive around the middle of 2022. All last year, it kind of fell off, and now it's starting to pick back up again. And again, the higher oil and gas prices go, the more expensive things get, because it gets, you know, it's more expensive to ship them. It's more expensive to run the machines, the property, the plant, the equipment. So all of those input costs end up increasing the price of things. So if you were expecting some kind of like, you know, discounts on a lot of your common everyday items, I don't think you're going to be able to expect it anytime soon, not from what's going on here. And then also I'm looking at copper's taking a little bit of a breather again on the weekly chart. Ooh, man, it's like that thing's rip-roaring higher. So see if copper keeps going up, because that can be inflationary or it could be a sign of a good economy. I think there's very many people, you know, yelling from the rooftop said, oh, this is an amazing economy. Maybe Joe Biden and his administration, his staff, that's about it. Gold and silver take a little bit of a break today. And if I kind of hone in a little bit closer here, again, remember I said yesterday, these price levels, when they're like resistance and you break through, you have to retest them. Okay? Just because a price level gets broken through, either up or down, doesn't mean that we're going to continue to go up forever. We're going to continue to go down forever. That price level might have been a knee-jerk reaction. It might have been a false break. It might have been manipulation in the market. You never know. So you have to go back and retest, and that's what gold is doing right now. The top end of that range, that was at about 2160. Gold retested it once a couple days ago. Today it's retesting it again to see if it can hold it. I would expect gold, after having a big run like this from mid-2000s, the way up to peak all-time high above 2200, that it's going to, or right at 2200, what was the number that we hit again? It was 2203, 2204, something like that. Running up to that all-time high, that's a big move for gold. And so it's going to have to sit here and consolidate if it is going to continue to go higher. Gold just doesn't go straight up, with the exception of like some gigantic catastrophe. If something does happen in the near future, then it could resume its rise rather quickly and keep going for an extended period of time. But this is actually positive price action. If you're a gold bug, you want this thing to consolidate, because that's actually going to create the foundation for it to move higher. Same thing for silver. Silver ripped yesterday up something like 3.5%. I was beating my chest a little bit. I've been looking for silver to keep doing this. I'm looking for silver to keep doing it into the future. But silver does take some cues from gold and the rest of the precious metal market. And so that pop that we got yesterday, as you can see, we're still nowhere near the top end of this, you know, longer term or medium term trading range that we've been in, that goes up to about $30. So silver took a pop yesterday and it's pulling back or consolidating today. And again, still positive price action in my mind. It's got to kind of take a deep breath before it makes that next move higher. All right, uranium. This is one to look at, and I have to zoom all the way out on uranium just because of the way it trades every single day. It's essentially just a single point every single day, so it makes for a really beautiful looking chart. But price of uranium continues to fall, again, based off of this huge run-up that happened starting in, I mean, trace it all the way back to 2022, but really the most recent leg of this upward run in the price of uranium started in like June, July of last year. And so it ran from, you know, the mid-50s, from 55 all the way up to $105, $106. This thing had to take a break. There needs to be some profit-taking. I'm sure that this got way too far of itself in too short a period of time. So it's pulling back. Funny enough, the ETF itself has pulled back, but not as much as my commodity being the actual raw uranium. So you're seeing the ETF pull back. It's not looking like, you know, it's falling off the face of the planet. This could be a good sign. It might be time to start looking at averaging into this. It's actually something I'm looking at doing. I'm looking to start taking little bites and pieces of the URA ETF to get some exposure to uranium. And yes, that means I'm going to be putting some money in the pockets of some Wall Street banksters that I can't stand, but if anyone has another idea of how I can get exposure to uranium and nuclear energy industry. I am all ears, you know, short of, I really don't want to run afoul of the FBI and CIA. I'm on enough lists already. But that being said, if you do have any hookup as far as a way to invest in that part of the marketplace, I'm more than interested to find out about it and research about it. On that note, just a reminder, make sure to help me out. You know, talk about being on lists. The algorithm does not like me. I don't pull punches. I talk trash about the Federal Reserve all the time. And the system that's set up that is meant to take advantage of you, not help you. And so the algo doesn't like you. So you got to help me out. So you sub, follow, hit the like, upvote it, and share it if you can. And also, as usual, I'm going to plug on April 1st. I'm giving away free silver. You will have a free subscription to the Anarchist Investor on Substack. That's my daily newsletter. Just go to anarchistinvestor.substack.com, get the free subscription, and that puts you in the raffle for some free silver on April 1st. That'll be drawing live on this program. All right, so enough shameless self-promotion. Let's get away from the casino and go over to crypto world. Bitcoin is taking a, called a breather. 3% hold. Bitcoin is not like, you know, odd. I mean, sometimes it does that in a couple of minutes, right? So today we're down about 3%, depending on when you, you know, draw your line of when the trading day begins and ends. Ethereum is also pulling back in sympathy with that move. Ethereum has been outperforming Bitcoin. A lot of people are expecting Ethereum to continue to outperform Bitcoin. And just from looking at the charts, it seems like that could be a possibility. You could see if this, you know, if and when this rally continues and booms, you could see Ethereum giving you much better percentage gains than Bitcoin as we make our way to the top of this move, and as we make our way toward Bitcoin halving that's supposed to happen about a month right now, give or take a month, maybe even a little bit less. So yeah, a little bit of a price break today. So if you are a buy person, this is something that you've been looking for or hoping for, I guess. I am still just kind of like holding on. I buy a little bit every single month, and I'm actually looking at opportunities to take some profit. My first take profit right now is about $8,000 on Bitcoin, and I would take a nice chunk off the table because I fully expect us to pull back again before we ultimately hit that kind of like, you know, climactic rally in Bitcoin coming up. And I would expect that to actually take place in 2025. It's going to happen this year, but I could be completely wrong, obviously. So we're going to keep paying attention to it. Solana, man. Solana continues to be strong. I mentioned it before. This is the primary layer Bitcoin, the primary layer blockchain that Ethereum and a lot of other apps are based off of. And Solana continues to be strong. It's actually having an up day despite the market space taking off and pulling back a little bit. Most other things are also, you know, most other coins that I talk about are pulling back today. So I'm not going to pull them all up. But what I will call attention to is Hive pulled back a little bit of a kind of like a double top almost within the last day and a half. And it's pulling back again. It popped through this trading range. It also had this kind of line of resistance that was sitting over the top of it. It popped through that. Might pull back to it, right? So Hive could go back to about 43. I can tell you about 46 cents for Hive. I kept money in the Hive ecosystem, but I pulled some Hive and converted it into Hive dollars, which is their stable coin that's there. And once that conversion is completed, I will then throw it into the Hive savings account. I'll be earning 20% APY on that Hive back dollar. Again, it wasn't a huge portion of my Hive stack, but it was just a little bit to lock in some of the profits from this run. I mean, how we've gone from, you know, the low 30s all the way up to 46. And then we're talking about a 50% run here. A pretty decent return, if you ask me. All right. And what else? Pirate Chain. We don't talk about this one nearly enough. I mean, this is essentially a privacy token that's for secure private transactions, truly secure private transactions, very high level of encryption. The coin name is R, A-R-R-R, if you're unfamiliar. R is up like 3% today, bucking the trend with the rest of the crypto world. But everything else is kind of like taking a little bit of a breather. One of the other tokens that I haven't mentioned before, or at least I haven't mentioned specifically and pulled up a chart for it, is Geode. GeodeNet is one of the miners that I'm bringing into the fold for myself, my family, to pass mine crypto tokens. GeodeNet is basically a weather satellite sky mapping, decentralized mapping network, and you put your little satellite or a little antenna on top of your roof, and it essentially helps to map the sky. It helps out with weather, air traffic, all kinds of other stuff. So Geode is actually has been rallying seriously over the last, I think over the last year, it's a triple over the last year. And a lot of it is because this network is still being built out. There's only something like 4,000 miners deployed throughout the world. There can be so many more that are needed in order to obviously map a gigantic sky like we have. So that's something else I'm looking at, as well as some of these other tokens that I will be passively mining. Let's talk fixed income really quickly. Well, look at this. High yield bonds. If we're not looking at rate cuts, what's going to happen to high yield corporate debt, right? Risky debt that's sitting in there. Well, it's not doing so great today. It's a little bit of a pullback from this resistance line. And like I said, you know, a lot's going to be determined based off of how these high yield bonds behave around this area. You could end up seeing things rip higher or completely fall apart. And these high yield bonds are going to be one of many indicators that we can look at to figure out how the economy is going to be working or not working. And so today we're pulling back from that. So we're not really falling just yet, but there's definitely a lack of optimism out there in Wall Street. And yields are also up. So people are selling US treasuries and the yields are up because interest rates are going to stay up. And so that's bad news for anyone who's looking to refinance or buy a house. Mortgage rates and lending rates are going to be higher or stay higher the longer that people are hoping for. So that will affect real estate purchasing as well as business investment in general moving forward. All right. And the last one I'm going to pull up here is NVIDIA. NVIDIA continues to pull back. Like I said, we might have seen the high. Who knows? We might come back and try to challenge that high up above $960 a share. But again, this is our bellwether for the AI or the AI trend that has been whiffering the investment world for the last basically 2 years, and essentially propping up most of these stock markets and the casino in general. So something to watch out. If NVIDIA cracks, look out below. We've already lost a couple of heads off of this, you know, magnificent seven Hydra that's been holding up stock. Let me just pull up Tesla. I know a lot of people that are like Bitcoin maxis are also, you know, Tesla maxis, I guess, or Tesla Elonites. I don't know what they're called. But so anyway, actually, I talked to someone like a year and a half ago, and they were like, oh, I'm all in on Tesla. I was like, really? Tesla looks like one of the most overvalued stocks in the entire stock market when you just look at, you know, traditional metrics. Looks like we got a little bit of a shoulder pattern. It's a little wonky here because of how far this went down during the drawdown in early 2023. Tesla's back down to $162 a share. It used to be flying high up there about 380. So see if that trend continues. I would say this doesn't bode well for the market in general. And so if you are invested in the EV market, or you're looking at it, or even if you're looking to buy an electric vehicle, this is something that you should watch. I think electric vehicles are about to get cheaper. Kind of incredible. I mean, Tesla essentially started a race to the bottom. So they started cutting prices on some of their models, some of their more popular models that they were selling. So some of these EV manufacturers had to follow suit. You've also seen a number of other major car brands that made commitments to create a whole bunch of EVs that now they're kind of reneging on that, and they're de-emphasizing EVs that they were supposedly building out into their fleet. So that's something to watch. If you are looking at buying a Tesla, you might be able to get a price discount now, and you might even be able to get it even cheaper in the future. You wait and watch. So with that, that is the end of everything I am looking at. Throwing over to the comments, looking really quickly to see if there's any questions or anything like that. Here, I am live and I take your questions and comments. So if you're looking at anything, If you're interested in anything, if you just about anything, definitely throw it into the comments. Or even if you're watching or listening to the recorded version of this, throw it into the comments. I'll get back to you. I want to see what you're looking at, what you think, what you're worried about, or what you're worried about, and include that in future content. So with that, again, subscribe to anarchistinvestor.substack.com. And with that, we have another one in the books. I will see you tomorrow for the closing of the week on Friday, Eastern. Looking forward to it. Thank you, everyone. Appreciate you. Peace.